Okay. Be'ezrat Hashem. Be'ezrat Hashem, we're holding in Siman Vesh, Lamed Aleph. Him Iev Sharlo Lmod, Velo Shinata Sehoraim. So the person, this guy already, he prayed Shachrit, he learned in the morning, right? He went to work, he ate lunch, maybe he saw the Yamagadol, and now he's thinking about his afternoon plans. If he can't learn without napping in the afternoon, Yishan, he should sleep. And when he wakes up, he doesn't have to make Elohai Neshama. And some say, Shikra kodem shiyishan, he should say before he goes to sleep, Vihi no'am. Mishnah Brura. Emiv shar ayin le'el, the siman dalet sa'if tezayin, ube Mishnah Brura sham, that they discuss these things. Ukshi or mishinato, why doesn't he say Elokai neshama when he wakes up? Hare, he went to sleep. So he went to sleep, his neshama left, he came back, he woke up, his neshama is back. If shar atam, it could be the reason. Mishum denitkena berachazu aminago shel olam. Right? It's made on the normal system. Shakadosh Baruch Hu mahazir ha-neshamo levnei adam baboker. Hashem gives the neshamo back in the morning, not in the afternoon. Nah, he gives it back also, but that's not the normal system. V'hi no'am. Mishum sakana mazikim. Because maybe mazikim will come. V'katav ha-levu she'en o'agim ken to say v'hi no'am before an afternoon nap. Maran says, so take the nap, ubelvat shelo ya'arichba, but don't go too long. She'asur lishoam bayom, you're not allowed to sleep in the day. Yotir mishenat asus, more than a horse's sleep. Shehu sheti nishmi, which is 60 breaths. Right? What's that? Doesn't Shabbat. Right now. Yotir So there's different opinions. Half hour, what was it? 10 minutes, half hour.
Yeah, I get the half hour.
3 hours, different shiurim. That's what it says. That's what it says over there. Shiti Nashmi. Tenyan Hashena Bayom Tabli Lefi Mashu Adam Kfi Atzorich La'avodato. But he quotes over here. Hari, they say that Ariza would sleep 2-3 hours on Shabbat. Must be that 3 hours, not more than Shittim Nishmi. Maybe that's only on Shabbat. Maybe he woke up in the middle. Shiur neshima echad me'elef u'shmonim basha'a. Every neshima is one chilek. So that would be, you don't even get, you got 60 times 3 seconds is 3 minutes. It's a very small amount. Right? You get 1/18th of an hour, 3 minutes. It doesn't sound like that in Sukkah. Right? Okay. That's not so clear. Okay, different shiurim. Well, now, he says in number 2, good stuff. Let's say a guy, he wasn't able to sleep at night. Let's say he stayed up all night. He could sleep more to make up the sleep. And he says in Shut Rav Pe'alim, he explained, the kama tzadikim shayu yeshenim bayom, that would sleep in the day. Ubishabbat mitzvah lisham bayom. On Shabbat is mitzvah to sleep in the day. Shezil michlal onik Shabbat. And that's what the Arizal did. We call makom lo yarbeba. He shouldn't do too much.
What was the bottom line of how long it does?
We didn't have a clear shiur of what's
the maximum.
What's shiti nashmi? From the kubalim, they want to say that when you sleep at night and you wake up before hatzor, that's shiti nashmi. Whatever, it's not clear.
Ramaran says,
yeah.
That's even more than
shinat. No, ubavat yarichba. Yeah. Now here's the key of the siman. Even this little amount. He shouldn't intend to enjoy the sleep. To strengthen his body, to serve Hashem. Everything that he enjoys in this world, don't do it for your enjoyment. Do it to serve Hashem. In all your ways, you should know him. Ve'amru chachamim, kol ma'asecha, all of your actions, yehiyu l'shem shamayim. Sha'afilu devarim shel reshut, even things that are not a mitzvah, they're reshut. You want, you could do, you don't want, you can. Kigon ha'achila v'ashtiya, eating, drinking, halicha, walking, yeshiva, sitting, kima, standing, tashmish, sicha, talking, kol tzorchei gufcha. You kulam la'avodat boracha. They should all be to serve Hashem. Or, ledavar agorem la'avodato. Or something that serves Hashem, brings you to serve Hashem. Shafilu ayat sameh v'ra'ev. Even if a person is hungry and thirsty. Imachal v'shata la'hana'ato. If he ate and drank to enjoy, enu meshubach. It's not praiseworthy. It's not asur. It's not praiseworthy. Ela yitkaven shiyochal v'yishtev. He's eating and drinking. Kefi chiyuto la'avodat boro. To give him strength to serve Hashem. You want to sit with the yesharim, with the good people. You want to be around the tzaddikim. If he did it because he enjoys it, it's not praiseworthy. Unless he does it l'shem shamayim. Even sleeping. And tzarich lomar, I don't have to say. Shebizman sheyachol la'asok b'torah u'mitzvot. At a time that a person can be learning Torah and doing mitzvot, lo yidkare b'shena le'aneg atzmo. He shouldn't oversleep to enjoy himself. Ela afilu bizman shehu yageya, even when he's tired, v'tzarich lishan, and he has to sleep. Kedei lanuach mi'yegi'ato, in order to rest from his weariness, im asa la'ana'at gufo, if he did it for his own enjoyment, eno mishubach, it's not praiseworthy. Ela yitkaven latet shena le'enot, le'enav, he should have in mind to give his eyes some sleep, ule gufo, and his body minucha le'tzorach habriyut, so he should be healthy. Shelo titaref da'ato ba'torah, so he shouldn't be confused when he learns Torah, mehamat meni'at ha'shena. Ve'chem betashmish, even when a person is with his wife, afilu ba'ona wa Torah, even in the time that the Torah is prescribed. Im asa lashlim ta'avato, if he did it for his own ta'ava, or la'ana'at kufo, hareze megunah, it's not praiseworthy. Ba'afilu mitkaven kedeh shiyu lo banim. Even if he has in mind, I'm going to have tashmish to have children, shi'isham shu'oto, they'll help me in the business, they'll serve me, fi malu mekomo, and they'll fill my place, enu meshubach, that's not praiseworthy. Eliyat Kaven, he should have in mind, Shiulo Banim La'avodat Boro, he wants to have sons that could serve Hashem. Or, he could have in mind, Shiit Kaven L'keim Mitzvah Tona. I have to fulfill the Mitzvah Vona. Ki Adam Aporea Chovo, V'chem Basicha, even talking. Afilu L'saper B'Divrei Chochma, even to speak words of wisdom. Tzarich Shetiyeh Kavanato La'avodat Bore. His intention should be to serve Hashem. All the davara mevila avodato, something that brings to Hashem service.
What's the wisdom
not Torah? Istama. Kedalo shel davar, hayav adam lashum lasum enav velibo al derachav. You have to pay attention to everything you're doing. Velishkol kol ma'asav bemozne sechlo, and to weigh all of your actions in the scale of your mind. Uchishiroe davar sheyavili de avodat aborim. When he sees something that brings the service of Hashem, yidbarach yaaseh, he'll do that. Ve'imlav lo yasu. It's not going to bring to service of Hashem. Don't do it. Umishin ohekin, someone that does that, oved et boro tamid. So this is the conversion process. You convert, right? You have a guy. How much of his day is mitzvot? Let's say he learns 2 hours a day. He does mitzvot for another hour. He prays for another 2 hours. So he's got 5 hours a day. Now you have a guy. He took this kavanah from Siman Resh Alamed Aleph. He applies it. His whole day is now a mitzvah. He goes to work. I'm working to make money to support my family, to serve Hashem. It's a mitzvah. He's making phone calls. He's getting a mitzvah. He's sleeping. He's getting a mitzvah. He's eating. He's getting a mitzvah. So he converted his whole day into the Shem Shamayim. I saw pious people. Shekodem achila, before they ate, how you omrim, they would say, I want to eat and drink. So I should be strong to serve Hashem. Even if he wants to sit besod yesharim, eno mishubach, it's not praiseworthy. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he's sitting with tzaddikim. It's good. Why? The mitoch kach, if you hang out with good people, ba'lishma, you learn to do it lishma. Yitkaven, if he has shiulo banim to serve Hashem, ve'ayen od kavanot acharot, there's other kavanot for tashmish, v'siman resh mem, saif aleph. Ve'ahar kavanat alev, hen adivarim, things follow the kavanah, ve'rahamana liba by Hashem wants your heart. Afilu lesaper b'devrei chokma, even to talk wisdom. Because again, certainly, emsipurov is talking b'nyanei masal matan, he's talking business. Tzarich sheyeh kavanato l'shem mitzvah. His kavanah should be for a mitzvah. Da'ainu, which mitzvah? Sheyeh lo bameh lehitparnes. He should have what to support himself. Kedeh shelo yavol yideh gazel, so he doesn't come to steal. Va'afilu emhu ashir gadol, even if he's very wealthy. Shedai lo b'mamono. He has enough money, lefarnes atzmo, to support himself, ubne beto, and his family. Kol yemei hayav, so what are you going to work for? Gam ken yitzuyar lefamin, ema shemishtadel larbot asakav divar mitzvah. Maybe he's going to work as a mitzvah. Kegon shekavanato larbot besedakah. He wants to give more sedakah, gemidu chasadim, tedu chesed al yedezeh. Or, shekavanato, his intention, likach asakim tachad reshuto. He wants to buy businesses kedei lamtzi melacha la'ani Yisrael, to provide employment for poor Jews. She is takeru la'chayot nafsham. She calls it hu bichlal tzedakah. That's considered tzedakah. Umeuleh memenu. It's even higher than tzedakah. Kemo shekatav Rambam, like the Rambam wrote, umuva biyored asiman resh memtet. Ve'ayen sham and see over there. Sham machazik biyad Yisrael shemach. Somebody that supports a Jew who's poor, right? Venoten lo melacha, he gives him work. Kedesh yistaker, so he can make a living. V'lo yitzarech labriyot l'shol. And he doesn't need to come on to people. Hu mekayem bazeh mitzvat aseh, demata yado emach vechezak tabo. You're supporting a person that slipped. Biur halacha. Bechol derachecha da'ehu. Katab beteshuvat devar Shemuel Abuhab. Siman kuf lamedchet. Sheela, ezu hi derech yishara shiavor lo adam. What's the correct way a person to choose? Em laasok ba Torah. Should he learn Torah? Ulharbot kivulo betalmidim. He'll have a lot of students. Kol yemei hashavua, the whole week. Lehenot me'acherim, and he's going to have to be supported by others. Or lehenot miyegia kapav. Or should he work melacha nekiya, clean, kol yemei hashavua, all week. Laasok ba Torah levad kol yom hashabbat. He'll learn Torah on Shabbat. The en kavanato shelo yulmad kelal kol yemei hashavua. He doesn't mean he's not going to learn all week. Ta'apeshita de mechuyav adam al kol panim likboa itim la Torah bechol yom. Of course he's going to learn every day. Kamuar b'siman kufnun hey resh lamedchei yoredea siman resh membav. Ela kavanato al yeteraet. The rest of the time shebayom ech yitnaheg. Tegam she'elato, obviously his question, davka ma'esik shelo naki. His business is clean. Mita'arovet gezel v'ribit v'ona'ah. There's no stealing. There's no ribit. There's no cheating. The ilav achi. If the only business he could have is one that has cheating, en zeh safek klal. Echad asayin ka'elu. Such businesses enikra nehene migia kapav. That's not called benefiting from the fruits of your labor. Ela migia tacherin. You're benefiting from other people's labor. illegally. It's better to be ashamed in this world to take 100 presents. So I'm going to copy over the main points of a teshuvah. He must have seen where he quotes the Rambam that a person is not allowed to be nehene from the Sibur to learn Torah. Bebet Yosef, ubebach, betaz, beshach, beshem sefer yam shel Shlomo. Umikulam, from all of them, he'erich lemanito, the one who wrote the best to answer why it's not vital to only employ yourself and not be supported by others. Mahari karo besifro kesef mishneh, chotamu Torah. Because if we're not going to have, we're not going to support people in Kolel, we're not going to have rabbis, how's Kol Yisrael going to survive? When this guy now he wants to teach, you can't learn what's possible from what's not possible. Since in that time and that place, this guy that wants to live, to be able to learn, and to teach the people, he has to be supported by others. Why is he different than a dayan? They got paid from the public. The Rambam quoted, the people that their job was to correct all the sifarim, the dayanim and the judges, Shedanim et hagazlanim, they judge the thieves. Nodlim secharan, they get paid mitrumat alishcha. Now there's an isur to take payment to judge. But if there's no choice, there's no choice. Ve'loistiku lahem, if what they got wasn't enough, afal pi shelo ratzu, mosifim lahem, we add to them. Kedetzorkam, enough for them, lahem, v'neshehem, uvnehem, uvne betam, to support their family. Ve'ech ya'ale al hada'at, how could it be? How could you imagine? Shiyore bechegon ze'arav. That the Rambam is going to say, Shiyote tov le'adam le'echoz b'sichlut v'chisron ha'chokhma kol yamad. To have less wisdom his whole life. Asher hu gerama le'kama nizakin. It's going to cause many damages. U'michsholot talmud ha'mevi lidei ma'aseh. He's going to have mistakes in his learning. V'limno atov mebe'alav. And to remove good from the person, so he shouldn't benefit from other people. Right? He quoted the question. Number three, he says, it's better to learn all day. Will it parnes me'achirim and be supported by others? Me'asher la'avod, rather than to work, will it parnes me'igia kapav, ve'lilmod me'at, and only learn a little, v'shot apnai. Ve'afim ye bedohak me'at, even if he's going to be tight, kivar hiftichu chazal, kol ha'mekayim et ha'torah me'oni, whoever fulfills the Torah from poverty, sofa le'kayima me'oshir, he'll fulfill it from wealth. Ayin sham be'orech, u'mikom makom, if the guy is very, very pressed, he's already in debt, and he has to go beg, his family is suffering, he should learn, work a little, so he can make a nice living. The rest of the time, he'll set aside for learning Torah. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen.